Shishi Gonitai Ki Jai, Shri Jagannaswami Badadev Sambhaja Ki Jai, Shishi Krishna Balam Ki Jai, Shri Radhikara Raman Ki Jai, Giriraj Govardhan Ki Jai, Shamvira Bhaktivinoda Ki Jai, Nitai Gopramanande Hare Hare Bolo. All glories to some devotees. All glories to some devotees. All glories to some devotees. All glories, Shishi Gonitai Ki Jai. Nitai Gora Premanande Hare Hare Bo. Go Premanande Hare Hare Bo. Danda. Somebody took my danda off. Where's my. Oh, here it is. Okay, good.
Hare Krishna. Jin Bhakti ko Hindu Anuvad chahiye. Piche His Grace Mohan Gauchandra Prabhu. Yahan piche Anuvad kar rahe hain. Hindi Anuvad. Jin Bhakti ko Hindi Bhasha mein Anuvad chahiye. Ve piche baith sakte hain. Simultaneously Bhashantar hoga. Aur sabhi se nivedan hai. Apne apne mobile phone switch off kar lijiye kripa karke. Hare Krishna.
Tell them that if somebody pretends to speak to understand English but does not understand, I will bust them because I know.
So Bharat keh rahe hain ki yadi aap mein se koi bhakt ko hindi nahi samajh mein aata, angrezi nahi samajh mein aata hai, to kripa karke piche baith jaiye, kyunki Bharat pehchan jayenge kaun bhakt class mein dhyan purvak baithe hain aur kaun nahi dhyan purvak baithe hain. Hare Krishna.
You understand English, sir? No. In English, you understanding English? Please go this way, over there. You see, I told you. I know by looking at the face. I am knowing these things. I look at the face, and I know who does not know English. By the face, I know. You understanding English, sir? All right. You are knowing English also? Prabhu, you know English? Yes? I will test you. Watch out. Don't bluff. I suppose you know English also? No, you don't know English. Yeah. You know English? Maybe. We'll see. I will test you. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, 9th chapter, text 21. We're starting with text 20. Where's the translator? Okay, fine. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9. We'll see. If the number increases, then we'll do from front. So, this is very juicy. Anyways, let's say, we start with text 21. But it's not, it is 25 that's on the board. Huh? 11th verse. Then why did they give me the wrong verse?
No, it's not wrong verse. It's from 12 to 20, there is no purport.
Until 20, which is the first purport? 21 is the first purport?
Yes, on the board.
Okay. The last verse was verse 11. This city chanting this one.
It's 10 only.
Huh?
You have to read from 12.
Oh. So beginning with text 11, then we will check what's on the board. 21's on the board? Okay. Well, beginning with text 11, then we will chant together text 21. Hatha putrastatas twasta juha vendraya satrave indra shatru vivardasva machiram jahi visham. After Vishvarupa was killed, his father Tvasa performed ritualistic ceremonies to kill Indra. So remember that Vishvarupa was sneaking a share of the Jagna to the demons, because I think from his mother's side of the family there was some demon, so he had some blood, so he had some sympathy. So he was sneaking. When Keshav Bharati gave class, remember he was showing how he was sneaking a share of the sacrifice under the table. Indra busted him. Indra caught him and then without warning cut off his head. Great sin. He was a Brahmana. So then his father, Twasa, the father of that Brahmana, the father of Vishwarupa, became extremely angry. Because his Indra is supposed to be some kind of Dharmaraj, instead he's always doing all these things that are adharma. Yes? That is the lesson. One of the there are multiple lessons. Let us say the Guru Parampara pranams. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swamini Tinamane Namaste Sarvati Devi Gurvane Pracharane Sesha Sunyavari Paskajari Siddharane Om Aginata Mirindasya Ginagina Sadakaya Akzuan Minitam Gena Tasmai Sri Gurvene Maha Vrijetanya Marubhistam Stapitam Gena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svabhadandiham Pandeham Sri Guru Sijata Paragamanam Sri Guru Vaishnavanscha Sri Rupam Sagajatam Sagana Larita Sri Vishika Nitamscha Hey Krishna Kurunas Gopesha, Gopika Kanda, Radha Kanda, Namastate, Tapta Kanda, Namorange, Sutta Devi, Brahmana Mame, Priye, Priye, Jagopa, Grubasta, Gripus, Patitanam, Bhavane, Vyun, Jayasri Krishna, Taitanya, Bhagavani, Nanda, Asadi Gora Bhagavadu. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Rama. You know, the Shastra says that if Krishna wants to kill somebody, nobody can save them. If Krishna wants to save somebody, nobody can kill them. I'm back. We believe in reincarnation, so, you know, like Lord Brahma, if he has a bad thought, he casts it off. He's always like dying and being reborn, so he'll be casting off all these things, casting off, you know. Anyways, so Krishna brought me back to life. Maya does her level best. She tries very hard to kill me, but Krishna says, no, stop. You stop it. Oh, we are so dependent on mercy at every split moment. We are 100%. We are not to 99.9%, huh? Dependent on Krishna? Never. Always 100% we are dependent on Krishna. If he wants to kill us, okay, we need the body by divine will. If he wants to save us, then Maya can try every trick in the book. You know, until today, I should have died hundreds of times over. Even before I became a non-devotee, I should have died so many times over. Falling asleep at the wheel while driving a car in the U.S. Very bad. But somehow Krishna saved me because Krishna, no, I have some plan for you. Kijai! Arima! I want you to become purified and become a preacher and travel all over the world. So you are trying your stupidity now to kill yourself, but no, I will not allow. I will not allow. But I have to tell you something funny because it's very significant, very significant. So after I became a devotee, not funny, it's important. After I became a devotee, once I was quite ill, but a friend of mine, God brother, he asked me to drive him to work. I was ill, but I needed to rest. So I took some nutritional supplement that causes relaxation. I thought, well, by the time I come back to the ashram, it won't kick in, you know, it won't become active. I will have sufficient time. I misunderstood. So I was feeling ill, but because he needed help, so I drove him to his job, and then I came back. Unfortunately, on the way back, the medicine became active, and I fell asleep at the wheel. I did fall asleep at the wheel. So then my car went off the road. It went off the road, and I did not wake up until the crashing sound when my car hit a tree. It hit a tree, and then it went off a 15, that is, how many feet is, how many meters? 8 meter cliff, that's about 15 feet, yeah? No? 15 foot cliff down, huh? How many meters that is? 5 meters. So then I struck the tree, and then the car fell into the creek 5 meters down, and is up down like a rocket ship, you know, up down like a rocket ship. And I'm stuck, and I could not even open the door. Then I was not very happy about this. Then a crowd gathers in America. In America, they like to help out people who are in emergency. You know, meat eaters have some good qualities. The Americans, in India, they don't do anything. Just stand around. Oh, emergency, Jai, emergency. Okay, oh, you bad luck fool. And they don't like when there was the fire over here. Remember when these wires with big fireworks exploding on the wall there, the neighbor's wires blew up and big fireworks show, everybody stands around, oh, cool. I said, anybody, you know, fireworks show, Jai, free fireworks show, Jai. Did anybody call the fire department, you know? Well, I had a mobile. Somebody call the fire department? I think I call the fire. I don't know. Of course, India is India, you know. So then, 1 hour later, after the fire's gone out, the fire department shows up. There's only a little smoke on top there. Fire went out. Huh? Yeah, well. Krishna put out the fire. Our wires were up there also. Our wires also got something cooked that day. So, I mean, 1 hour it took for the fire truck to show up. Everything okay? And in America, I have to tell you something. When there's a fire, boing! 5 punch minutes. Fire department in... No, I'm serious. In 5 minutes, fire department is there. In 5 minutes, boom! Very fast. You know, so anyways, my car is up down like a rocket ship, you know, and I can't even open the door. I can't even open the door because it's up down, you know, it's becoming heavy. So I'm sitting there. So the Americans are fast, you know, within punch minutes, ambulance is on the road to see, am I okay? Fire department is on the road, tow truck is on the road in 5 minutes. Very efficient, you see. That's why Americans are busy trying to conquer the world. In 5 or 7 minutes, ambulance, fire truck, and tow truck all showing up. And then the crowd is there, and they tried to help me out, though, see. They figure, oh, he's in an accident, tried to help me out. So finally, somehow, they opened the door to the car, and they got me out. You know, I couldn't open it, so they got me out. They're meat eaters. Fornicators, cigarette smokers, and drunkards, but in emergency, all their good qualities come out. This is America, you know, a strange place. That's contradictory. One day they will all become devotees. Not all. There will be some demons will be left. But the majority will become devotees one day. Because this Krishna consciousness movement, it was spreading. It is spreading like wildfire. Nothing can check it. Nothing. We can have temporary setbacks only. Okay, fine. In the battle of Kurukshetra, sometimes the Pandavas, they had temporary setbacks also, you know? Everything was not, we say in America, peaches and cream, you know? No, sometimes there were setbacks. Abhimanyu was killed unfairly. Huh? Sometimes there are setbacks. So in the war against Maya, sometimes there are setbacks, you see? This is going on. But if we take shelter of Srila Prabhupada, Guru, Gauranga, if we take shelter, if you take shelter of Guru, that's very nice. Anyways, to finish the story, so they got me out of the car, and then I had to, then they said, are you all right? I said, yeah, I'm okay. I only had a scratch on my hand. Just one scratch on my hand, you know. But then I had I went to the nearest DT who and DT knew me and I. So I went to the DT and I said. I didn't say anything. I just said, even if you handle me, I mean mentally. I said, even if you handle me roughly, by your embrace, you're my worshipable Lord unconditionally. In my mind, I recited that prayer to the deity. Okay, you handled it pretty rough, but you're my worshipable Lord unconditionally. But Krishna's God. So within a heart he could detect my doubt. What was my doubt? But why did you let that happen, you know? I'm trying to dedicate myself, I'm trying to serve the Vaishnavas, I'm trying to serve you, I'm trying to do something nice, something wonderful, auspicious. Why did you allow that to happen? So that was my doubt. So then I went to the grocery store. There are lots of grocery stores in America. The clerk at the grocery store knew me. So they will say they've got a few minutes where they're packing the bag with groceries, you know. They've got 1 minute to chat. It's a boring job. So they chat with the customers. And this older lady who was packing the bag, she'd known me for years. How are you? So Krishna made me say, oh, I was just in a car accident. So then she says, oh yeah, well I was in a terrible car accident, you know. I mean, my head went through the windshield, and oh my God, I cut my throat. And then, you know, I mean, it was bled everywhere, it was very bloody. I was in intensive care, and oh my God, you know, it was very terrible. And I had to cut my thigh and take out a piece of bone and put it into my neck. And blah, 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 and she's going on and on and on. And the whole time, I had to restrain myself from laughing. You might say, huh? But come on, Maharaj, what's funny about that? What's funny about that is I only thought about the deity. I said, okay, Krishna. Okay, Govinda, I get the point. You saved me. He was teasing me, rubbing it in, we say. He was teasing me. Okay, I get the point. You know, you saved me. Sorry, I apologized. I'm very sorry that I was so ungrateful to think you didn't save me, you see. Anyways, here's a story about how the devas are saved by the mercy of Krishna. So, after Vishwarup was killed, his father, Tvasa, performed ritualistic ceremonies to kill Indra. He offered oblations in the sacrificial fire, saying, O enemy of Indra, flourish to kill your enemy without delay. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada ki jai. There was some defect in Tvasa's chanting of the mantra. See, this is a problem with Vedic mantra. You make even one syllable mistake. So the Vedaveda ratis, those who are, you know, very, very serious followers of Vedanta, you know, not like Vaishnav, you know, if you just chant, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. You are speaking English, sir? Yes? You understand? That who is Tvasa? Who is Tvasta? Who is Tvasa? You don't know. Go, please. You don't speak English. Please go. Your translation. Who is Vishwarup? What did he say? Huh? Yes, that's also true, but The story goes, Vishrupa is a Brahmana who was killed by Indra, and Vishrupa's father is Tvasa. So there was some defect in Tvasa's chanting of the mantra, because he chanted it long instead of short, and therefore the meaning changed. Tvasa intended to chant the words Indra Shatru, meaning O enemy of Indra. In this mantra, the word Indra is in the possessive case, Shasti. This is Sanskrit, you know, it's very technical. And the word Indra Shatru is called a Tat Purusha compound. Here, Prabhupada, we see his expertise in Sanskrit. Tat Purusha Samasa. Unfortunately, instead of chanting the mantra short, Tvasa chanted it long, and its meaning changed from... This is tricky now, listen carefully. The meaning changed from the enemy of Indra to Indra, who is the enemy. It sounds the same, but it's not. I'll read that again. Tvasa chanted it long, the syllable, and its meaning changed from the enemy of Indra to Indra, who is the enemy. In other words, the power of the mantra went on the side of Indra instead of on the side of the enemy of Indra, because of a mistake of the length of the vowel sound in the mantra. This is why we are not very concerned. I mean, we should learn how to chant Bhagavad mantra nicely, as we can do. But as far as the meaning is concerned, as far as all of that, we go with Krishna's opinion in Bhagavad Gita. And the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, give it up. Give up the flowery words of the Vedas. Krishna's the author of the Vedas. His empowered incarnation is Srila Vyasadeva. By his will, the Vedas are handed down from Lord Brahma. By his will. Now, one might think it's contradictory, but that same Supreme Lord says, Jaya Jaya Shishi Dadi Kuraman Krishna Manam Ki Jaya. That same Supreme Lord tells Arjuna, give up the flowery word, rise above the Vedas. Very well. The Vedas deal primarily with what? Loudly. What did he say? You weren't listening. That's why I busted you. You have to listen. The Vedas deal primarily with what? Krishna says to Arjuna. Jai. You need to add a little more RAM to your computer. It took one and two and three, and it took you more than 3 seconds to answer the question. Your eyes went up to the ceiling, hoping the ceiling would help you. We have to come to that point where the answer comes, boom, zip, zip, boom. We have to come to that point. Not that I am at that point, but I'm saying we should aspire to come to that point, you see. Yes, the Vedas deal primarily with the three modes of material nature. Rise above them, O Arjuna. Come to the transcendental position. Krishna orders Arjuna. You see? So we see the defect is, you say the mantra, some small error in the mantra, whole meaning is reversed. So therefore, Indra became the victor, you see? And we will see how Vijayasura, he lost, so to speak, because of the mistake in the mantra. So that is the downside of the Vedas. Better just to chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. All of the Vedas are included in Mahamantra. What need there is to study Vedas? The cream of the Vedas, Bhagavad Purana. We are hearing Bhagavad Purana. It is the topmost Veda. It is the cream. The cream is floating on top of the milk. Everybody knows. In India, you know. Cream is floating on top of the milk. Of course, you don't see it very often because the wallows take it off and add water. But otherwise, the cream is floating on top of the milk. Huh? Krim means the topmost portion of the Vedas. The topmost Veda is Bhagavad Purana. Ki jai! Arriba! So there's no need for any other Veda. Bhagavad Purana. Then Bhagavad Gita we have got. The words of Sri Krishna himself. And then Prabhupada has given Ishupanishad. How many of you have read Ishupanishad? Dock him some points. How you can not read Ishupanishad? You have not read. Ruchi. You have not read? Dev Narayan. Satriya Baba? Ishupanishad. Yeah, you have read. You have read Ishupanishad? You have read? You have read? But you're a new man. You get an excuse. He has got an excuse. You have read? Why? You've been around a long time. How many years you've been with this con? How many years you've been with this con? Spit it out. Huh?
Four
or 5 years. And you have not read Ishupanishad? You should be very ashamed. You're initiated? Is he initiated? Initiated devotees. 4 or 5 years devotees have not read Ishupanishad. Shame! Shame on you! Listen. When I took initiation in 1968, that was a long time ago, long before your birth, you were in some other body somewhere, or maybe two bodies ago. So, by 1969, Srila Prabhupada stopped temporarily his translation of Srimad Bhagavatam, and he translated the Ishupanishad and had it published. In those days, it was ISKCON Press. We had our own printing press operation in New York City in 1969, and the devotees were at that time printing their own books, because the number of books was quite small, so they could handle. They were printing their own books. Later the volume was too great and they were sent out for printing. 1969, Srila Prabhupada introduced Ishupanishad. Why? When I joined, there was Teachings of Lord Chaitanya was published. Bhakti Gautam magazine was not available the way it is now. Very simple printing, just black and white pages printed by hand. But 1969, Srila Prabhupada ordered Ishupanishad to be printed, and he ordered devotees to study it, and we used to chant the mantras every day. On Prabhupada's order, we chanted the Ishupanishad every day. 1969. I was between 6 months and 1 year devotee. Then we used to have competition in chanting the mantra. Who could chant? You understand English, sir? We used to have a competition in chanting mantra. Why Prabhupada did that? Because it's one of the most important books. That's why. I'm 4 or 5 years initiated and you have not read. You have read? How long have you been devoted? 5 years? You're initiated? What is this? How can they go for 5 years initiated and not have read Ishupanishad? You have read? Why? Why you have not read? What? How long have you been devotee? Huh? 1 year? 5 years. You're only reading Bhagavad Gita. Come on. This is very, very serious. If you want to advance in Krishna consciousness, you have to take shelter of Srila Prabhupada's Vani. You don't know that? Do you know the meaning, Vani? What it means? In instruction.
The instructions.
Prabhupada's not physically here, but he has left his heritage for us, his books. And Srila Gopal Krishna Maharaj is very, very serious about instructing us. He's still making it, he gave up making it a vow, or he still makes it a vow? He stopped making vow? Huh? Still it is vow? What are you going to make of that? You're initiated? You gave a vow to read in Prabhupada's books, and you're only reading Bhagavad Gita? Why? Only reading Bhagavad Gita? Huh? Huh? That's all right. So you place no importance you placed on Isha Upanishad? None? Obviously, you haven't read it. Have you read Nectar of Instruction? Have you read Nectar of Devotion? You read Isha Upanishad. You can read other books along with Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is eternal. It is not that we read Bhagavad Gita like a novel and set it aside. Never. Bhagavad Gita is eternal. And our rasa, our relationship with Bhagavad Gita is also. It is the words of Bhagavan. So our relationship with Bhagavad Gita is also eternal. So therefore, you go on reading Bhagavad Gita, go on studying for the rest of your life, certainly. But the Isha Upanishad you must immediately read. You understand? Everyone must study the Isha Upanishad. Yes? You have read? Jai! Saro ji is a genuine Saro. Hari Bhav! Hari Bhav! Hari Bhav! So, the Vedas deal with primarily with the most material nature, so rise above them. So therefore, in Vritasura, he was the enemy of Indra, but Indra was stronger, you see, by the will of the Lord, Indra was stronger. So we'll read the next verse. Atan Vaha Harya Pachanad Utito Gora Darshanaha Krintanta Eva Lokanam Yuganta Samayata. Thereafter, from the southern side of the sacrificial fire known as Andavarya came a fearful personality who looked like the destroyer of the entire creation at the end of the millennium. So texts 13 through 17, I will read only the translation. Like arrows released, you've got the book back there? Yes. This is texts 13 through 17. Like arrows released in the four directions, the demon's body grew day after day, tall and blackish. So, the illustration is there in the Bhagavatam. Over it, sir. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Ram Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare. Okay, here he is. There are two pictures of Vritasura here. This is the first picture. Black colored demon. And somehow or other the demons always have red hair because of Rajagun. Red means Rajagun. So this is the first picture of Vritasura. You can see. First picture of Vritasura, how he's coming out of the fire. He doesn't speak English. Tell him to go backside.
So I'm going to go back.
I always know. So this first picture of Ritasara. That's the courtyard of Krishna Balarama Mandir. If you look at the painting, it's the courtyard of Krishna Balarama Mandir. So, Ritasara came out of the courtyard of Krishna Balarama Mandir. So then, here is the picture of Ritasara in the fight with Indra. And you can see that Indra is not doing very good in his poor elephant. You know, Indra's elephant, when Indra goes to war, Indra's elephant really gets beat up sometimes. But I mean, Indra has the power to restore him. I mean, sometimes once his trunk broke to pieces, you know. So the poor fellow gets a real hit by, you know, being the carrier for Indra. And I mean, you know, it's a fight, you know. It's very serious. These wars are very serious. And those of you who like to read novels, maybe, I don't know, maybe there's somebody on the internet who likes to read novels. I don't know. I hope not. But there's so much action story. This is an action-packed story. We see that Indra's poor elephant is in trouble, and Indra's in trouble from this demon, you see. So we will hear how this whole thing is going on. Like arrows released in the four directions, the demon's body grew day after day. Tall and blackish, he appeared like a burnt hill and was as lustrous. Lustrous means bright, shining. As a bright array. Array means an arrangement. An arrangement of clouds in the evening. The hair on the demon's body and his beard and mustache were the color of melted copper. It seems this was always, generally this is the case. The demons have red hair, red mustache, you know. And Rajagun. Red is Raja. One reason why we're not supposed to wear red in front of the deities. It is Rajasic, you know. And blue, Nectar Devotion says, no blue in front of the deities. So, red is Rajasic, blue is Tamasic, you know. So, otherwise we cannot question why, if you have some doubt about that, you can ask Srila Rupa Goswami, why. So, he appeared like a burnt hill. His eyes were piercing like the midday sun. He appeared unconquerable, as if holding the three worlds on the points of his blazing trident. So here we see in this picture his blazing trident. Trident. Of course, trident means the three. Parasevaka. The message is over here, not out the window. This is the trident of dancing and shouting with a loud voice. He made the entire surface of the earth tremble. So apparently this was taking place on earth. Yes, the Sanskrit word is mahim. Mahim means the earth. So this was apparently taking place on earth. This was apparently not taking place on Devaloka. Dancing and shouting with a loud voice, he made the entire surface of the earth tremble as if from an earthquake. So we sometimes experience earthquakes. Where I come from in California is heavy-duty earthquake area. There have been some very severe earthquakes in California. In 1906, there was a huge earthquake about 8 on the Richter scale, if you know what that means. Very powerful. It leveled to the ground the entire city of San Francisco and the whole San Francisco Bay Area. Everything was leveled to the ground. It was the most powerful earthquake in the history, modern history of California. It wiped the whole city to the ground because the buildings there are made of wood, and then fires burn like anything. And yes, well, in India things don't burn. But even that 8.0 earthquake would knock down all the buildings also, you know. Even right here in this room, before this was a temple room, when there was that Pakistan earthquake. You remember the Pakistan earthquake? It was what, now 5 years ago, 4 years ago? Before the remodel of this temple. And I was giving Bhagavatam class this morning. And you know, I have got this problem with high blood. You were here? And I had this, you know, I have this problem with high blood pressure. So I'm sitting giving Bhagavatam class right here in this room before it became the temple room. And all of a sudden I'm thinking, what's happening? You know, is my blood pressure going crazy? I'm going to faint or something, you know? And then I said, wait a minute, I think it's an earthquake. So this very temple room was moving. We're not that far away from Pakistan, you know. The epicenter was somewhere in Pakistan. 10,000 people died, you know. So earthquakes are when Mother Earth becomes very dissatisfied. Because Shastra says that Mother Earth cannot bear the weight of the demons. And the only reason we're not experiencing more earthquakes and more volcano explosions and so forth is because devotees are present on the planet. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Because devotees are devotees, therefore now it becomes more and more difficult to make big disasters, because then Krishna would have to kill his own devotees. You see? So he tries to avoid that. Okay, fine, sometimes devotees die. That's the way it goes. It's material world and material bodies. But it's not that Krishna doesn't want to wipe out all his devotees. I mean, this is Sankirtan Mudra Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know. At this point, if he wiped out hundreds and hundreds of devotees due to the sins of the non-devotees, well, how the movement will go on. So therefore, he spares the devotees. You see, this is going on. Like that big tsunami that wiped out 100,000 people, and not one devotee was harmed by that. Not one. That's a fact. And a Chennai temple was sea level. The tsunami came and downtown Chennai wiped out, went inland. The Chennai, city of Chennai is level with the ocean. Level. It's not even maybe 1 meter above the ocean maximum. And so the tsunami came and wiped out so many. All the fishing boats there, all the fishermen got their sinful reaction really fast. They wiped out hundreds of fishermen. Their boats were destroyed. They were homeless. They got sinful reaction big time, you know. Varuna, the keeper of the ocean, he did not appreciate their killing the fish, so he wiped them out. I mean, the people survived, but the boats he destroyed. So these things are going on, but Krishna tends to protect devotees, but even devotees die. We see this practically. Even devotees die. We should not become what you call faithless if a devotee dies. Like once there was a flood, the great flood, how many, 4 years ago? Great flood in Mayapur, great flood. So I was looking on the internet, and some Maharaji had written, oh, please pray for the victims of the flood in Mayapur. And I'm going, come on, you know. From time to time, Mother Ganga goes on a rampage. You know what rampage means? She becomes very enthusiastic, and she floods. This is going on since time immemorial. But this foolish Nephite does not know, because he hasn't read anything. Read no shastras. Please pray for the victims of the flood. Come on, you know. Radha Madhava are up at least as high as that blue ring on the column here. This column here, blue ring. Radha Madhava at least that high. Because when they built the temple, they know that it floods. So then Radha Madhava are up above flood level, you see. That is not by accident that Radha Madhava are so high, Panchatattva was so high. That's by design. So that when it floods, thus during that Maha flood, the Pujaris were doing their seva by boat. They had to go by boat. Even the Didi kitchen is above flood level. Yes, I'm going there all the time. Well, there's more than one kitchen. I think maybe the bottom one flooded. But anyways, seva went on by boat. Lord Nrisingadev, he was cooling off. He was taking Abhishek in Ganga. They were serving Lord Nrisingadev by boat also. You see. So what is the bad part? Lord Nrisingadev wanted to cool off taking a bath in the Ganga. Oh, what, you want to stop? I don't think so. You know. So, oh, please pray for the victims of the flood in Mayapur. Okay, fine. There were some so-called victims, you know. What happened was that there was one boat for some children and some marriages. And the boat capsized. For some reason, the boat sank. Well, it happens. The boat sank and they all drowned. Pray for the victims of the flood in Mayapur. Hello? Are you this body? You sure? Are you this body? Are you this body? What's the bad part? Some relatives cry. That's the bad part. I mean, I don't want to sound merciless, but what happened to those jivas? They drowned in the Ganga, in the holy dam. What's the bad part? They went back to Godhead. We are sitting here suffering in the material world, and they went into Nityalila with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda, Sankirtan Party, and Sri Radha Krishna. What's the bad part? We're in a body suffering, and they went back to Godhead. Nobody dies. Nobody dies in the dam without going back to Godhead. If you need purification, you go to Gokul first, and final purification you get there on Buloka somewhere where Krishna's Nityalila is taking place. Yes? No? It's a fact. If you're incomplete, some dirty things in the heart, this and that, and you die in the dam, but at least you will be transferred to Gokul. And if you're trans, that means Buloka, where Buloka means some earthly plane and some universe where Krishna's manifest pastimes are taking place. And then maybe Krishna will give you a hug. And then material, everything finished. Would you like to get a hug from Krishna? Yes? Very good. Kijai! What about you, sir? Huh? Would you like to get a hug from Krishna? You would. Kijai! Very well! He would like to get a hug from Krishna. Die! How you know that Krishna's listening? You know that? You think? Look at Jagannath Baladev Subhadra. They have very big eyes and good ears. Also, they're listening very carefully. Krishna's listening. Every word spoken everywhere by a devotee, Krishna hears. Oh, you're speaking something, eh? So, what my devotee is saying? Oh, what a shame. He's talking Prajalpa. Not very nice. Too bad. Oh, what are you saying? Oh. He's speaking about devotional service, very nice. Ah, what does he have to say? Oh, he's talking about how to serve Vaishnavas. Nice. Hey, very good, very good. What else you have to say? Ah, oh, talking about me? Oh, nice, nice. You have something nice to say about me? Uh-huh. Oh, very good. He's saying something nice about me. Jai, Hariva. This is the way. Krishna is listening. Every word by a devotee, either good words or bad words, Prajalpa's bad words, Krishna's listening. Everything Krishna's listening. Everything. If it's devotee. Otherwise, Chibanga Krishna is not involved. With non-devotees, he is not involved. He is aloof. Aloof means some distance, and everything is handled by Lord Vishnu in the material world, but not for the devotees. Just like we say Paramatma this, Paramatma that. But Prabhupada said Paramatma is for yogis. For Krishna, in our line, is Chibanga Krishna. Kijai! Oh, you're fizzling. Kijai! Hariba! I'll finish this. Look up. Dancing and shouting with a loud voice, he made the entire surface of the earth tremble as if from an earthquake. As he yawned again and again, he seemed to be trying to swallow the whole sky with his mouth, which was as deep as a cave. He seemed to be licking up all the stars in the sky. We have to try to get some idea. Sankarshanita is relishing. Everyone should take example. Look at this ecstatic, blissful devotee. Relishing Bhagavad Katha. Very nice. Hare Rama. He seems to be licking up all the stars in the sky with his tongue. So he's gigantic, huge, massively huge. And eating the entire universe with his long, sharp teeth. Seeing this gigantic demon, everyone in great fear ran here and there in all directions. So that means whatever people saw him, and the devas also terrified. So we didn't make it. Well, okay, this is very short. Yenavrita ime lokas tapasa Vastra Murtina Savai Vrita Iti Pruktaha Papa Paramadarunaha. That very fearful demon who was actually the son of Tvasa, because Tvasa was the priest who performed the jagna, so then the demon was considered his son because the demon came out of the fire, so Tvasa did the jagna. He covered all the planetary systems by dint of austerity. Therefore, he was named Vritta, or one who covers everything. Purport. In the Vedas, it is said, Tasa ima lokan avrinatat vritasya vritatvam. Because the demon covered all the planetary systems, his name was Vritasura. Tam Nijagurinor Abidrutya Sagada Vidarshaba Swai Swara Divivyasra Shastrognai Sograsat Dani Krishnasaha. The demigods headed by Indra charged the demon with their soldiers, striking him with their own transcendental bows. That's interesting. That their devas, their bows or their weapons are considered transcendental because they're backed by Lord Vishnu. That's why. Transcendental. So the word divya means transcendental. Astra means bows and arrows. Striking him with their own transcendental bows and arrows and other weapons, but Vritasura he swallowed all their weapons. Tataste vishmita sarve vishana graste chezaha tejasaha pratyancham aripurusham upatastu Samadita. Struck with wonder and disappointment upon seeing the strength of the demon, the demigods lost their own strength. Therefore, they all met together to try to please the Super Soul, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan, by worshiping him here. So we are going to conclude, but the final thought here is, so now when their material program fails, what you gonna do? There was this film in the West, Ghostbusters. You know, what you gonna do, Ghostbusters? You know, they were, you know, some crew who could use their technology to capture ghosts. What you gonna do, you know, call the Ghostbusters, you know. So when things are going bad for the Devas, what you gonna do? Call Lord Vishnu, last resort. But first, it's very significant. First, they try to do something material. They shoot their weapons, and Devasura simply laughed and swallowed all their weapons. Then they become very discouraged. Oh no, this isn't working. Oh my God, we're doomed, we're ruined. So then they have to go to Lord Vishnu. Many real devotees, they are Sakama devotees, full of desire. But those who are real devotees, Nishkama devotees, they always take shelter of Lord Vishnu, not just when things go bad. Huh? Do you only take shelter of Krishna when things go bad? Yeah. Huh? You take shelter of Krishna only when things go bad? Yeah. So we should not be like the Sakama demigods. We should take from the pure devotees. Our line is Shri Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Sad Goswami, Narottam Das Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, our own Srila Prabhupada, always taking shelter. Always. Not just when there's a disaster. So we'll stop there. Anyone have any question? Jagaguru Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Giriraj Govardhan ki jai, Shishi Gaunitai ki jai, Shishi Radha Madhava Rava Samasana Giridhari Gopanath ki jai, Shishi Krishna Balaram ki jai, Radhika Raman ki jai, Gopalamanandi.